Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. Today, we're going to talk about attitude of gratitude with a clinical psychologist who tells us that there are health benefits for gratitude. So on the week of Thanksgiving, it's important for us to think of this, but also all year long. So we'll be back to talk with Dr. Stephen Galoza after this word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by the Jesus Image Ministry. The Jesus Conference is a rare and historic event hosted by Michael and Jessica Koulianos of Jesus Image. Join Reinhard Bonnke, Benny Hinn, Heidi Baker, Michael Koulianos, Daniel Kalinda, and many more for this historic gathering in Orlando, Florida. Many voices and many generations will be lifting up the name of Jesus. Join us for a time of encountering Jesus. You'll never be the same. To register, all you need to do is visit JesusImage.tv. Again, visit that website, JesusImage.tv. Would you do that today and support Michael Koulianos, a sponsor of this podcast?
Welcome back, and I want to welcome Stephen Galoza, who is a personal friend of mine, to the Strang Report, and to thank you for coming to talk to us about the importance of gratitude. Now, people are going to be listening to this podcast all year long, but we're recording it Thanksgiving week, a time that our whole nation stops and says, thank you. So tell us about this from your perspective as a clinical psychologist, some of the benefits for people being grateful.
Sure. We begin with understanding that gratitude is both a feeling and also a posture or posture of the heart. And so as we discuss gratitude and the important health benefits, we understand those two contexts. Well, number one, gratitude improves our physical health. We understand that grateful people are also more likely to take care of their health. Secondly, it improves psychological health. And the points that I'm laying out for everyone, these are based on scientific studies that have been reported. And so when you have an attitude of gratitude, it improves your psychological health. The fourth point on gratitude, it enhances empathy and reduces stress. Grateful people are more likely to behave in a pro-social manner. So they're more likely, according to these studies, to have a high rank on a gratitude scale.
So in other words, people are better off if they're thankful. It improves their stress level, their mental health, how they feel, rather than being cranky, critical, feeling like everybody owes them something.
That's absolutely right.
The posture, you say, as well as the feeling of gratitude. So there's something good and healthy about just saying thank you.
That's right. And Paul actually brought this issue up in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and then it says the following, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Paul had this down pat many years ago, and we have science today that supports biblical theology of thanksgiving. We have it written throughout the scriptures, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, that gratitude is how God feels. And if we feel like God, we too will have God-like emotions and feel good like God does.
So there's science behind this. There's all kinds of studies. You've brought some of them here. We've talked about it, but it's much too much detail to go into. But there are scientific studies to back up what the Word of God says is true. And, you know, to me, an attitude of gratitude is also part of being humble, realizing that it's not all about me, that other people have helped us to get where we are, and there are good things in life that we have that we can't count on. I mean, even life itself. You know, there's people right now for whom life is ending.
Yes.
Either natural causes or through something worse, war, famine, or something like that. And to just have life and strength, live in peaceful times in spite of all the things that are going on in the world, we need to be thankful for those things.
That's right. And I think what you're saying is living an intentional life. When we consider that gratitude or heart of gratitude has these wonderful positive results, we know that it increases your sleep, it increases your self-esteem. And it acts like a barrier towards depression and anxiety. So Philippians, when it says, do not worry, but instead be thankful in all things and lift up your prayers towards God. So we know that when we put ourselves in the place of thanksgiving and in gratitude for what God has done in our life, man, do we become more resilient people.
We know all this is good theory, but what are some things that we can do to put into action being thankful? I'll just start by mentioning what I read a couple of years ago, and I've done this 1 or 2 years in my journal. I journal nearly every day, and at Thanksgiving, I'll write 100 things that I'm thankful for. And one of the things that I'll write is that I'm thankful that you were on the podcast today. And of course, for all the many other things that happen. But give us some other ideas of what people can do to just, you know, maybe something Thanksgiving week or really any week that people can do to just remind themselves to be thankful.
Well, that's a great question, a very good question. Here's one of the things I'd recommend. Write a thank you note. Write a thank you note. You can make yourself happier and nurture your relationship with another person by simply just saying thank you. Nowadays, we can do that via text, via email, via Snapchat. I would say via Facebook and Twitter. The other thing I would say is, if you're too busy, like most of us are, thank someone mentally. If you have no time to write, it's just helpful to think about someone who's done something nice, and then inside you, you're just thankful for that. The other thing I would say, keep a gratitude journal. You made that point just before. And people of God, count your blessings. Pick a time every week to sit down and write about your blessings. Reflect on them. What went right? What went wrong? Even in the bad times, we have to be grateful because God might be teaching us something. So pick a number, such as 3 or 5 or 6, and just sit down and begin to write those things down. And then lastly, pray. Prayer is a form of thanksgiving. It releases these wonderful chemicals in our brain that make us feel good when we relieve ourselves and put our burdens onto the Lord. And then he in turn lifts the burden from us and gives us his, and his burden is light. So I would recommend these points to those who are listening, and remember that you're not alone. Remember God is with you, and we have much to be grateful.
My friend, Dr. R.T. Kendall, who's also one of our authors, has written on this. And one thing that I learned from him was his habit, which I've tried to do from time to time, that at the end of the day, before you go to sleep, to consciously think of 3 things that happened that day for which you're thankful. It is a stress reliever. It just helps you to think about the Lord. It helps you to, you know, get into a good place. And with everything going on in the world, that's just something that we can do for ourselves, but it's also good for other people. I think it blesses me when people bother to say thank you for something, maybe even something that you'd think they would take for granted. And so on Thanksgiving week, let's bless others by saying thank you. And let's also thank God. You know, Thanksgiving is about thanking God. It's not like some of the politically correct people say that the pilgrims were thanking the Indians. No, they were thanking God.
Yes,
they were thanking God not only for his blessings, but the fact they survived because, of course, they were in a new world, and everything was very harsh. They'd gone through a harsh winter, and a lot of people had died, and the ones who survived wanted to say thank you, and that's where it all started.
That's right.
And we have to remember that. So, Dr. Stephen Galoza, thank you for being with me today.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
God bless you, and happy Thanksgiving.
This podcast is brought to you by the Jesus Image Ministry. The Jesus Conference is a rare and historic event hosted by Michael and Jessica Koulianis of Jesus Image. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.